The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour Podcast. I am your host, Gretchen Garrity, and today we are joined...
I am your co-host, Max Woolman.
So we are joined by a very special guest that has never been seen before.
Mm-hmm. Very near and dear to your hearts.
He's never, ever appeared on a podcast, a video, nothing. He's brand new. He's a stranger. You guys have never heard of him. You probably have no idea who he is. Yeah, I'm kidding. This is probably your third podcast.
I'm probably your most recurring guest.
I think you are. And I mean, for good reason. Live together, for Pete's sake.
Yes, we do.
And you know what? I might as well start off by saying that some of you seem to have had it up to here and are just over the max content.
Oh, you guys are sick of me.
Which,
great.
Which I could understand if you're like, oh my God, this girl's annoying with her boyfriend all the time. However, recently, as come to my attention, I got several comments and like messages from you guys. I honestly was shocked because I feel like I just see, well, I guess it's just like negativity that's here and there. People are just like, ugh, enough of the boyfriend, like, blah. But I saw some of you guys being like, where's another podcast with Max? Like, we feel like we need a life update. We want you guys to talk about what moving in together has been like. And I just thought that this was such a perfect time because it's been a little over a month that we've officially moved in together on our own. It's funny, I guess we can get into that, how we sort of like lived together-ish in the past, but not on our own. So it's definitely been a change. It's definitely like our first place together. And so I just thought this would be really fun. We're recording late night edition here, wine in hand, very carefully. Mm-hmm. If they remember the episode with my mom, how I literally for that podcast had to go buy a new MacBook the next day because my wine spilled all over my computer and fried my computer. So
I'll be in charge
of
the wine.
This wine is like very, very treacherous right now. It's very dangerous. I'm nervous, but like it's fine. So yeah, this is just gonna be really casual and fun. And honestly, I feel like when I listen to podcasts, I just love when they're so casual and conversational. Like, I feel like I'm hanging out with people. So that's how I want this to be.
Right.
Just good vibes.
Just shooting the breeze.
Just a good time.
Locker room talk.
I'm happy because I feel like you're in your fun vibe. I feel like you guys don't get to see, like, you get, like, glimpses here and there from, like, little sayings Max will say. But he's, like, genuinely so hilarious. Like, so fun to be around. So I hope you get that from this podcast. So we're just really just going to be talking all about living together, living in Pennsylvania. We've never lived here before. I mean, you kind of, but, like, this is really, like, our first time living here. But before we get into all of that little 1 month life update, we're going to talk about what we're happy about right now.
Of course.
Since that's what we always do, a little happy quote. Let's focus on the positives, people. So what are you happy about right now, Max?
I'm happy about, a lot of things. One being getting back into a routine and working out and getting back into a real gym and working out, and definitely skating again. So that has been nice, getting back on the ice. And also just where we are together in our life, in our home with our little family, with our little four-legged
guy
that lives with us and doesn't pay any rent. But it's okay. We love
rent
him.
Free.
So.
Wait, that's like that. Didn't we see a tweet or Instagram someone told us the other day? And it was something about pets paying rent. Wait, it was so funny. It was like, now, how does my apartment building expect my cat to pay $50 a month? She doesn't have an income.
Yeah,
she's unemployed.
Yeah.
That's him. So. I think Brody pays dogging come here.
Yeah.
Aw. I love that answer. Yeah, so there you like go. Two answers.
Yeah.
I like forget that you didn't like couldn't work out in the way that you were used to and skate for so long because that's so crazy. Like you didn't have access to ice forever.
Yeah.
And it's so funny, you guys, because they would comment, my family, everyone I feel like they would always like the question to me, they'd always text me or ask me, whatever, call me, they'd be like, has Max found ice yet? Mm-hmm. And it would always make me laugh because I'm like, what is he like searching through the forest, like looking for some ice cubes? Yeah. Like, no, so we finally found ice.
I did find some ice. Yep.
Now that we're here, that's like an ice age. Doesn't the squirrel look for nuts? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Squirrel always finds a nut.
So, yeah, and I'm so happy for you because I feel like you, I mean, obviously, since hockey is, like, your job, you love it and working out and everything, but I feel like you really just thrive off of your routine. You're way more structured and organized, like, innately to who you are as a person, and I just know that being in your consistent workout routine makes you, like, happy, healthy, thriving, best version of yourself. Like, I feel like during quarantine, you're like, oh, I gotta get back in, like, the weight room with, like, some real weights.
It's getting a little chunky, guys. A little flabby. Yeah.
You were just over the like backpack full of dumbbells. Yeah. Do they know about that?
I think so. I think that was in one of your videos.
How, guys, we literally only had 5 pound, maybe 8 pounds, 3 pound weights. I think 8
was like the heaviest we went up to.
And we put them all in a backpack for Max, so maybe it was like, I don't know, 40 pounds, 50 pounds, so we could have like a heavy weight.
Some things.
Isn't that funny? But I love that. That's definitely such a positive for us being here. And if nobody knows, if you guys didn't know, I mean, there was like a lot of reasons for us to come here early before his season started because potentially it would start in December. I mean, we still don't know. Nobody knows. That's like the number one question. When does his season start? We don't know. But the reason it made so much sense for us to come here was like we needed to move in somewhere because my lease ended on my apartment in Boston. So we were like living at our mom's homes and we just really needed our own space and stuff with Brody. So we were like, might as well come here. And another huge reason was because Max would be able to work out here and like skate and everything. So yeah, if they didn't know, that was like a big part of the reason we came here too, since that's his job. And if you think about it in that way, like imagine if it was like, for YouTube, I needed to have access to, like, a certain, I don't know, filming studio or something here. It's like we would do the same thing because it's, like, for your job or something. So, I don't know. That just made me think about that. What I'm happy about, I'm in a chatty mood.
I enjoy.
When am I not?
True.
Wait, that reminds me when we first started dating, I would be like, oh, my gosh, like, I just talked for, like, 20 minutes. But you would be like, no, like, this is good because you like listening or...
I'll chime in.
I feel like you said that, like, if you have to think before about what you're going to say or you'd be, like, nervous to, like, run out of things to talk about so that you like that I chat so much. Do you guys relate to Max where you're like, oh, my gosh, like, what am I going to talk about with this person at lunch or on a date?
Yeah,
or,
I remember having like a conversation with, I won't name names, one of my teammates at BU at the time. And he was like, yeah, because he was single at the time, so he was dating, I would say, and I guess he was asking me about like what I talk about with like Gretchen at like dinner and stuff, and I'm like, I don't know, like we just like talk, or like she talks and I just listen, or like I don't know, like I never thought of it that way. And he was like, oh, I'm always like thinking about like what I gotta say, like if the conversation goes dry, what am I going to spark it back up with? So I just thought that was funny. Don't have that issue.
No. I feel like I would think about that, though. In the beginning, I would get nervous if we were going to, like, go to Five Guys or, like, Chipotle or something. I'd be like, okay, like, what could I bring up? Like, what happened today? Right. What's fun if we, like, stop talking or something? But now
I think it's important for all you youngins in the young stage of love. Don't share everything on text and like that, and save it for in person for something. Yeah. Like if something happened during your day,
yeah,
maybe save it.
You're good at that. I feel like something happens and I send you a picture of Brody right away, or like he lost his first tooth the other day. But that was a big moment, so I freaked out and like FaceTimed Max. But you're good at, you'll be like, oh, you won't believe who I ran into today, or like something like that. Because then it's, like, something fun that you can talk about later when you're together. And you come home. And you can,
like, see their reaction.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I already told you everything. I've been sending you updates every 5 minutes. I thought you were going to say, like, be mysterious. Like, keep something in the imagination. Like, don't, like, put all your cards out on the table.
Oh, no.
I'm fully an open book.
Yeah.
You pretty much are, too. But anyway, what I'm happy about. Okay. I'm just going to keep it really simple this evening. I mean, obviously, like, ditto to everything you said. Guys, I wish you could just see. Brody was laying down at our feet. He always has to be, like, so close to us. I love you, baby. And he's so sleepy right now. And he just, like, wandered over the couch, hopped up, is laying in a little ball, watching some TV. Mm-hmm. So, ditto, like I said, to everything Max said. Is that what that means, the word ditto? Mm-hmm. Like what he said, because I'm happy about all of that too, but I feel like I've said that in the past weeks, like, I'm just happy I'm here and, like, finally settled sort of thing. When are you ever really settled? But, like, pretty much, like, 99%. And to keep it really simple, like, this glass of wine right here, because it just symbolizes to, I mean, not that you need it to, like, wind down and everything, but I feel like I've just had such busy, like, full days where I just, like, don't sit down. I'm like, okay, on to the next thing. I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to, like, take content for my Instagram. I have to, like, film this YouTube video. I have to plan this podcast out, whatever it is. And so recording them is, like, the fun part. Like, this is what I enjoy and love. And it's all the, like, behind the scenes that can get really worky and, like, difficult. But this is so fun. So this is, like, we're winding down for the evening. Got a glass of wine. Just chilling. So that's what I'm happy about.
And I feel like most nights, you said this the other day, we don't really just chat. We don't just sit down and chat. We're either watching a Netflix show or movie where we're next to each other and we're
spending time together. Yeah.
But we're not, like, chatting. Except last night. Was it last night?
Wait.
Or the night before? When we watched our movie. Because this movie, must watch.
Guys.
Came out in 2006. Star-studded cast.
Yes.
Let me tell you. The Prestige. We won't get into what it's about.
So good.
But
you just need to
really
know that.
Good. Watch it. A lot of twists and turns. But
yes. That
I was saying, we would have to occasionally pause and we would chat about what was going on just so we were both on the same page and understanding what was happening. But
we'd have to explain it to each other.
Yeah.
Because we were like, wait, who's this person? What's happening? What's this? That's so true. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. That's why I said that the other night. Like, we played cards a couple nights ago and we're just, like, having fun. Because I'm like, yeah, you're spending quality time just around one another. If you're, like, even if we're doing our own things together, like, being around one another. And I think that, like, watching a show together or whatever can be quality time. Like, you're just enjoying something together. But I think there's a big difference between that and, like, if we were playing cards and chatting or, like, reading or I don't know what else. I mean, there's so much that you used to be able to do, or I don't know if it's, like, open where you guys are, but things that we would, like, go do, like, I don't know, that would constitute, like, more than just, like, watching a show or something together, but, like, actually spending time together, like, mini golf or, like, I don't know, like, activities, fun stuff like that you do together. So I feel like I miss that sometimes where I'm like, literally I want to, like, whip out board games because then we get to, like, talk about it and it's, like, fun to talk.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I feel like you can just be so lazy and in the routine of, like, okay, what are we watching on Netflix tonight? And then we're so into the show, like, eyes aren't even blinking that we're like, wait, we haven't even, like, spoken to each other, but. No, don't worry. We still talk.
Yeah, we do.
I talk a lot. And, okay, do you want to know the happy quote I found? It might be kind of dumb.
I didn't come prepared with a quote.
Oh, I got one for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This can be for you, but you might think
maybe
it's
something will come to me.
Kind of like, oh, I know what you're thinking of or what you maybe would think of. That's funny that you've said before. I'll tell you what it is. Okay, the one that I found is
this from your journal?
This is kind of dumb. No, not from my Google.
Okay.
I always find them on Google. This says, motivate and support your partner. You are both a work in progress, so grow and build together. And great. I was just thinking about something like that. Especially if you're in the next steps of your relationship, similar to Max and I, whatever, you're moving in together, like, that's a big step. And I almost feel like for us, like I keep saying, it didn't even feel like a big change and a big, just like next, like transitional period in our life, because it's sort of been such a long transition over like a year that we've sort of lived together just with quarantine and everything in each other's families. But yeah, like I just really like that because everyone really is a work in progress. And I feel like when you just try to remember that, because again, I feel like you can fall into the routine of just like coexisting or being friends or whatever, but I think it's that much more important, especially in your like life partner, to motivate each other, support each other. Like I love when Max is like tough on me, and like I catch you doing that sometimes, but it's so good because I'm like, challenge me and help me be better. So I love that. And yeah, it's like you want to keep growing and changing together, not like grow apart, but grow together,
right?
Just as much.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
So I like that.
Yeah, we're a team.
Yeah. Oh, you always say that.
Yes, we are.
Whenever there's any turbulence.
Beef.
Yeah, you always say that. Want to know what I was thinking that you would say?
What?
Happy wife.
No.
You always say that.
I always say that. But...
Wait, did I just say happy life or happy wife?
Happy wife.
Oh, yeah. Max always says happy wife, happy life. That's like a saying I've heard before. Is that like sexist, though? I don't know. I could say happy husband, happy life. I think just because it rhymes, like it's not like meant to be. But yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
That just means the girl's always right.
Yep.
That's like, I've said this before. I feel like in videos, I'll be like, yeah, so we compromise and we just like do it my way.
Right.
No, we were
There's less conflict, the better.
Yes. We were saying yesterday, though, that we both have, I feel like we were just talking about compromise the other day. Yeah, we did.
With our groceries.
I forget what it was about. Oh, groceries?
Yeah.
About what?
I like brown eggs.
Oh,
and you like white eggs.
Yeah.
And my first choice wouldn't be the peppercorn turkey, and yours.
Oh, yeah, you remember so well. I forgot. Yeah, it's not even that I don't. Honestly, if you served us scrambled eggs right now.
Right, I know.
Could
I
we tell you
tell.
Which
but
is which?
I grew up on brown eggs.
I grew up on
you
white
grew
eggs.
Grew up on white eggs, yeah.
It's where we're from.
I know. Our roots.
They're different.
Yeah, they are.
Imagine if we were actually, I think we would clash a lot more if like we were from really far away. Like I feel like if couples are from different countries or something. I'm like Lucy and Dara, you guys are my twin sister.
Yeah,
her boyfriend lives in Ireland. Like he will say things. Like she was telling me the other when she lived there, there were like these certain I don't even know how to say it. Like weeds or like thorns in the grass. And he would like say what they were, but she had no idea. And finally she was like, yeah, we like don't have that in America or where I'm from. And he's like, what, you don't? And you just like assume certain things.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. That was like a dumb example, but I'm sure you would kind
you
of like
get the gist.
Fight over more if you were actually from far apart, but Max and I are from realistically like 4 hours away from each other. Like how different could life be? You had a beach, I didn't. I don't know. Wait, where did that come from? Were we just talking about compromise? I don't know. We're just heading all over the place. So what has living in Pennsylvania been like so far, Max, for you?
It's been great, I think.
Yeah.
It's been fun. It's been new, a lot of new things. More in terms of decorating and getting our own space how we like it and how we want it. So
I thought you meant more like life, like outside of our home.
Well,
new people, new surroundings, new all that.
All that is all new. It's been pretty quiet. We haven't really done too much exploring. Just given everything, but,
did we say where we live yet? If you guys are like brand new, I'm sure you're not brand new, but we're in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So pretty quiet neck of the woods.
Yes.
In general, but even more so now, I would say.
Yeah. I cut you off. Were you saying because of like pandemic and everything?
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, I don't know. It's been good.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all just new. Like everything's new. Like, I'm using Waze to go everywhere. I mean, I probably did that in Boston and where I'm from, too, because I have a bad sense of direction. But, like, it's like I don't know my way around. Like, our towns, I could get around without a map if I needed to.
You still use Waze at home.
Yeah,
at your home.
At my
in
home.
In Albany.
That I live.
Where you live.
For, like, 18 years.
Yeah, you still use Waze.
Yes, I do. But, like if I had to, I could, like, figure it out. But here, it's like, like, you don't know the certain turns on, like, the highway or, like, I don't know, things like that. Like, you don't know know how the roads are. By the way, people here are bad drivers. Not in general.
I don't think it's their fault. I think it's the way the highways are set
I agree.
Up. They have stop signs.
Yep.
As you're supposed to yield onto the highway.
Ridiculous.
I don't get it.
Who did that?
I feel like when there is a yield sign, people just automatically
stop,
come to a full stop, and they can't merge onto the highway. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then us, our crazy Massachusetts license, they probably think we're deviants on the road. So,
whatever. I know. I like that we have our mass plates, yeah. So that they're just like, oh, they're not from here. We can like get away with more, maybe.
Yeah, I did this thing the other day. I didn't tell you about this.
What'd you do?
But coming out of our little area, there was like kind of like a back road, and it was almost like a little bridge that you had to go over. Like, if you ever been on a golf course, there's like, if you have to go over like a little river, like ravine, there's like a wooden like
uh-huh.
bridge that the golf carts go on. It was uh-huh. kind of like that, but like obviously bigger for cars.
Uh-huh.
And it could be two-way, but I guess around here it's really like one at a time.
I think I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the line of cars on the other side coming at me were all stopped, like waiting.
Uh-huh.
And the car in front of me went. So I thought it was like our side of the turn, like our side of the road to go.
Yeah.
So I just like followed him. But then the other car started coming and laid on the horn at me.
Yeah, I bet.
Because I guess you're supposed to alternate,
yep.
which I didn't know. I thought it'd be like our side will all go quick and then you guys all go.
Okay, I literally had a similar experience because I think I was in the same spot. This, I don't know what you call this in driving, but I like feel like I barely ever come across it. And it's a couple different places near where we live.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is more than one place because when I do my drive to my nail salon, same thing. And there was lines of cars the other day, but it's sort of like side roads. So I'm like, what is all this traffic?
Yeah.
And then I get closer and it's that weird this like
bridge thing.
It's like a thin passageway where only mm-hmm. one car can fit. What do you call that? I wish I knew the name of it. We should know now because yeah. I guess they're everywhere here. There is none of those in Albany.
Not, nor.
On the Cape. And I almost did the same thing. Like maybe this is in my head, but I feel like there's almost like a person that's like, you know, your side,
right,
like a
right.
crossing.
When there's a person like that, he's not going back and forth one at a time. So I figured.
Yeah, they're like, okay, now it's like your side
so
of the road.
Like four cars. You guys go real quick. Go.
Yeah. And the one on each side seems like it takes forever.
Oh, yeah.
Like not efficient. Mm-hmm. And then that's why there's so much traffic yeah. in all those cars. But I learned because there was like five cars ahead of me. And it
all
was going one at a
right.
time.
Yeah.
So I was like, I have to freaking sit mm-hmm. here. But if you just had like five cars go and then it would be way quicker. Okay, we should help improve the Pennsylvania driving, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Not to pick on you guys if you're from here.
Right.
They probably come to like Albany and Cape Cod and are like, what are these weird
the rotaries.
Things
they
here?
They probably have
yeah.
no idea. I think that's a Cape Cod thing.
I think that's in Albany too. I haven't seen them here, I don't
think.
The
roundabouts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. But that is the first thing we notice, you guys. And I think that's like a common thing that people say in Pennsylvania can't, or maybe it's just where I know Pennsylvania
yeah.
is a huge state, not to like generalize, like we're outside of Philly. But people say that people here are so bad at merging onto the
mm-hmm.
highway. And I noticed that immediately from visiting everything. I just didn't understand on the ramp coming onto the highway why people are stopped. Like there'll just be people stopped.
Right.
So then you can't like accelerate into the flow
like,
of traffic.
The highway gives you a lane
yes.
to speed up, catch up, and then merge
so
at the right time.
So I think I blamed all the drivers, but then we literally were on the highway the other day
mm-hmm.
and I saw on the on-ramp a stop sign. I was like, why in the frick
mm-hmm.
would you put a stop sign right next to
yeah.
where you're merging on the highway? I'm sure there's like certain reasons
I
if
know.
It's like a tight turn or like a
yeah.
blinds, but I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know. But there's our
rant.
Talk on that.
Yeah.
And, well, we're going to talk about what just happened.
Yeah.
After.
Mid-rant.
You guys will not even believe. But what's just reminding me about us saying that it's so quiet and calm. I know we were just talking about the road so much, but like literally where we are is so quiet and calm. We can talk about our neighbors too, but I think that has a lot to do with it. Like life is just way different. Like in Boston, in my apartment, I feel like as much as the windows and walls blocked out noise. You could always hear city noise and stuff like that, especially my roommate, best friend Taylor. She was, like, by the road where her room was, and she would wake up to, like, sirens and stuff like that. So it's definitely quiet and calm here, which reminds me to tell you guys about our new mattress that we got for moving here. Like, you need to listen up if you need a new mattress, because the one that we have is called the Helix Midnight Luxe. So that's, like, the style that we got. So I know some of you are probably sleeping on some saggy old mattress right now, and let me tell you, you deserve better than that. So maybe it's time to give yourself an upgrade. If you didn't know, Helix Sleep has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Everybody's unique, and Helix knows that, so they have several different mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses, and even mattresses great for cooling you down if you sleep really hot. And when I took the Helix quiz with Max, I was matched with the Midnight mattress because I wanted something that felt like a medium firmness, and we both sleep on our side. I actually used to sleep on my stomach, but I would have like crazy neck problems, so I forced myself to switch on to my side. And Max and I, and Brody, for a matter of a fact, love it. And it was just so fast and easy to unpack and set up, everything like that. It was definitely an upgrade from my old mattress before. That was just way too firm for my liking, personally. So if you're looking for a new mattress, you take the quiz, you order the mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. You don't even ever have to go to a mattress store ever again. Helix is so awesome, but you don't need to take my word for it, since Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired Magazine.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I did not know
that. I know.
Isn't that incredible?
I know. So you can just go to helixsleep.com/Gretchen. You can take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a custom mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights totally risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. And Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for you guys at helixsleep.com/Gretchen. Again, that's helixsleep.com/Gretchen. You're gonna get up to $200 off a mattress and 2 free pillows. So I would so recommend, especially if you're moving soon, like how Max and I just moved, anything like that, if you're in the position to be getting a new mattress, I would so recommend trying out Helix and seeing what you think. So back to what we were about to tell you what happened when Max is talking. What were we talking about? Driving the highways here? I don't know. I wonder if they could even hear it.
Maybe. But switch I am off. Fed up with it today. Yes. Because it's already happened probably about 12 times today. And started bright and early this morning when I was trying to make my English muffin. So
wait,
I
don't think
already
I knew that.
Grumpy. Yeah, you were still sleeping on our nice mattress that we just got. So, yeah, it's this thing with the breaker, maybe, or just like the electricity or the wiring that just everything just like shuts off in our living room area, kitchen. Area.
It's like even different fuses. It's not like one thing.
Right.
Because sometimes it's like kitchen countertop, or it's like living room, dining room outlet, or it's so weird. So literally when we were just talking, like just recording, all the lights just turned off, which like honestly I'm fine with it. It's kind of a vibe now. But like it's so weird, you guys. When we were cooking dinner, we reset the, I don't know what it's called. I was really... The breaker. I was listening to what you were saying because I'm curious to see your thoughts behind it. Like, this is like a new... I've talked about how this is like a new place. What is going on?
And it's not like we have like the blender going, the hair dryer, the,
everything
the toaster, the microwave. Like, we are literally sitting with like the lights on.
Yeah, that's it.
And the TV. So, I don't know.
Yeah, can you guys tell us what to do?
I have no idea. We might need to call them tomorrow.
And just figure, like our
they might need to reset everything, but I don't know.
Isn't that so weird, you guys? This was starting. Honestly, it started maybe a week ago, whenever that was, that I posted that Instagram story that I was posting. I was toasting my bagel in the bathroom, and I figured like, okay, all these plugs I can tell on the kitchen countertop aren't working. Like I'm sure I need to reset the fuse, the breaker. Yeah. What's a fuse?
I don't know. A fuse is in the breaker.
I don't know all the terms, but I knew it was that, and I knew we would figure it out, but, oh, man, you guys. And now we know the The breaker box. Isn't that a fuse box, though?
Yeah, the fuse box breaker. Yeah.
We know that thing like the back of our hand. Yeah, we do. I'm like, oh, Max, switch number 9.
I'm like, 14.
Like, it's so bad. But right as we switch the switch,
yep,
all the lights, everything comes back on. Yeah. But then it'll just be like, meow. Like, yeah. 20 minutes later. When we were cooking dinner, it literally happened like 5 times.
Yeah.
And then I was like, maybe it is our fault. Like, the oven's on, the microwave's on, we're on the stove, like, all the lights are on, probably the TV's on. Like,
but you should be able to do that.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I don't think it's something we're doing. I think it's...
Something's up.
Some faulty wiring. Tinkering.
This has only ever happened to me. I specifically remember, and this probably is saying a lot, because in Stuvie, that's like a big building, like built for so many people, like a lot of people. And if you guys don't know, it was one of the buildings that I lived on at my time at BU. Max lived in one of them too. And there were these big, like, newer buildings that I feel like are meant to handle all that. Like the Wi-Fi's, like, really, I don't know, whatever. And I was in a suite with 7 roommates my sophomore year. I think that's when it was. And I think we all just had we were like all blow drying our hair, all using our like blenders, all the lights were on, music is playing, like computers. We were using like probably every single outlet and like everything just like shut off. You're so freaked out. Yeah. So I understand if you're like, okay, like you realize that you're doing so. I feel like I've been, or when I was in my last apartment senior year at BU, whenever I use my hair dryer, my lights would kind of like dim in the bathroom. Yeah. Like, I feel like you can tell, but that's not even happening. We're just doing normal stuff and they like shut off and I'm toasting my freaking bagel in the bathroom.
Right.
And everyone's like, Gretchen, that's dangerous. Please don't toast your bagel. It was like tipping into the sink.
Yeah, like half in the sink.
Everyone's like, can you please be careful? You're going to like electrocute yourself. I didn't really think that one through, but like, don't worry. I'm all good. Like, we're fine. So yeah, we told you how, honestly, I feel like what I noticed, we're saying everything is new, and I think the biggest difference for me personally, I guess Max has kind of been out of city living for like a year, but it's just such a change of pace.
It's relaxing.
And I'm not really good at that. You know me.
I know.
I'm like, what are we doing next? Like, go, like, we got to go do something. And Max is such a homebody. Like, you could just relax and chill here.
Yeah, but I can also. I'm both.
You're, like, adventurous and will go do things with me. You are, but I think you're so content. Like, if you could just stay here all weekend and, like, relax or, like, whatever it is, do stuff around here, you would. But I, like, have an itch. I'm like, I have to go and, like, do something. So it's such a change of pace. And not being able to walk out my door and go walk to do everything in Boston and whatever. And obviously the world is just different right now. So I think the pace of life has changed for everyone, has slowed down a lot. It's definitely just a new routine. I'm trying to find my routine. I'm in the process of like searching for my best routine.
And it's hard because
I'm
gone most of the morning. So that means you're kind of on Brody duty in the morning.
Yeah.
But he's been
good. But no, he's so good. Yeah. Like, when you got back today, I was doing yoga and he was in there with me. Yeah. I was in my downward dog and he would come over and like bite my ponytail and yank on it. But it's like all in good fun. Yeah. Like, I just want to be with him anyway. I'm not like such a hardo about my workout where I'm like, get out of here. I'm doing my
and like
push-ups.
If you were like that, you could put him in his crate for an hour.
But I just being around him. Like, that was just fun. And sometimes I will, or he'll be napping and I can like, I want to run or like whatever. So yeah, I'm in the process of finding my routine. I'll share it with you guys when I figure it out, when I find it. Wawa.
Have yet to try.
If you guys are from Pennsylvania, you're probably like, go to Wawa. All my friends that are from here are like, Wawa's the best.
I went into a Wawa.
You did?
Yeah, didn't buy anything. I just had to use the restroom.
On one of my
many trips coming back from beautiful Cherry Hill, New Jersey, from the many restoration outlets that we went to. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I don't even know if I've been in one. Like, maybe once.
Yeah.
I feel like we went to one when we were in Newport, Rhode Island, like 2 years ago or whatever.
Was that a Wawa?
Yeah, I think it was.
Where we got, like, eggs and all the breakfast stuff. I don't think that's Wawa.
No, I think it was.
Maybe. I didn't think Wawa's were there.
Newport? Unless I made that up.
No.
And it was like a 7-Eleven or something.
It was like a nice fancy gas station.
Yeah, it was like new. That's why I remember that.
I don't know.
But
could
all
have been
my
like
friends.
A Turkey Hill.
I've never heard of that.
Turkey Hill?
I don't think so. Isn't that an ice cream brand? Isn't it a Turkey Hill?
Yeah, but I thought that was like a gas station. Like if you get like a
gallon ice cream. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do I know?
Okay, now let's talk. Now we're getting to a segment where we talk about our favorite gas station. Yeah. No, but my friends that are from here are always like, you have to go to Wawa to get their food.
The sizzly.
Yeah, which apparently equals, like, there's like a different language here. Sizzly equals breakfast sandwich or like all these things. So we have to try that because I feel like you're not like a true Pennsylvania resident until you do that. Speaking of Pennsylvania residents,
you guys, you will be so
happy. I know I've talked about it on my Instagram, so maybe you've already seen, but... Why don't you tell them? I'm just stealing the show over here.
That we are both registered to vote in Pennsylvania.
Woo!
Yes.
Yay!
A swing state, I might add.
Yes.
So very important that we get out and do our part.
I know. I'm happy that people were kind of on me for that because honestly, if they weren't, I probably would have been like, oh yeah, like I have to do that, like in the back of my head, like add it on my to-do list or whatever. But I was happy that all my followers just held me accountable and were always like, Gretchen, don't forget. Like I remember the second I was like, I'm moving to Pennsylvania. Yay. They were like, okay, great. But like, you really need to change your voter registration, which is honestly is so important in knowing that we're in a swing state. And I feel like even more making a difference. I mean, it's important to vote everywhere, but you know, so that's really exciting that we live here so we get to vote here, and I'm happy that everyone reminded me to do that. Okay, we were talking about it being quiet and calm and stuff, but we didn't talk about our neighbors. I want to talk about our neighbors.
Let's talk about our neighbors.
You tell.
I love our neighbors.
Me too.
I would say a little bit on the older side.
Yeah.
Not
like nursing home people. Yeah.
No, but
just like old, like parents, like retired, family,
yeah, and they're just the best.
Oh my god,
I don't know, they're all very nice so and very sweet. Welcoming. And well, I guess no, they were also new to the area too, but just very friendly. And they all love Brody, so that's good.
Wait, you know what that made me think? I mean, obviously I knew that, like, where we live is new. I've talked about that. So it's like everyone is new, obviously, living here. But I almost wonder, that just made me realize, like, do you think that's why it seems almost more friendly, or like people get to know each other more? Not that we like really know everyone and we're like a big family. It's sort of like, maybe, you know, friendly neighbor. Because I feel like in, well, everywhere I lived in Boston, I never knew my neighbors.
Well,
ever.
We never even saw your neighbors in Boston.
Like, I never knew who lived
never
in the apartment
once
next to me.
Never we, like,
crossed
paths with someone in our in
Isn't
your hallway.
Isn't that weird?
Which was weird. And here, every day I'm saying hi to someone, and...
I wonder if it's also that we have a dog, so you're kind of, like, lingering around outside.
Yeah, maybe, true.
You're, like, loitering.
A lot of our neighbors also have dogs, so they're also out and about, so... maybe that is why.
I know. Dogs are good, like, conversation starters. Yeah. You're just like, hey, what's up? Yeah. Wait, now I say, like, we know dogs' names. And so sometimes I don't know the person's name. And I'll be like, I don't even want to say the dog's name. Like, say the dog's name was Lucy. I'll be like, oh, Max, I was talking with, like, Lucy's mom. Because I won't know, like, the neighbor's name. Yeah, I need to just be like, what's... Now I'm better at being like, oh, I'm Gretchen. Like, what's your name?
Right. We don't know. I think we've both been bad at this, where if someone has a dog, we're always like, oh, like, what's the dog's name?
Yeah.
But we're never like, oh, what's your name?
Like, I know. Yeah. I think we know a lot now. There's just a couple people that, like, I feel like I know pretty well. Like, acquaintances. I don't know what you would call it. Neighborly.
Yeah.
But I don't even know their name, so. Yeah, it's funny because I don't know what you think of if you're moving somewhere new. I guess you just maybe off the top of your head think, like, oh, probably the people that live around me or like my age and do what I do, like, you would just assume that they're like around your age. But everyone where we live is definitely, I mean, I would say the majority of people, it's definitely just like older couples that are like downsizing, their kids went to college and are grown up, something like that. And so it's honestly been so nice and ideal, and definitely adds to the quiet, peaceful factor, because it's just so quiet. I think no one's, like, staying up late. It's not college. No one's, like, raging, and even though you can't really do that now. No one, you know, there's not, like, loud music or, like, anything like that. So it's kind of ideal and nice. They seem like our parents, like, yeah, away from home.
Yeah, I think I said that to you the other day. It's kind of like a, you get like a safe,
yes,
like, feeling.
I feel safe.
That, like, our neighbors are next door and they're kind of parental, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
no, 100%. Yeah. Like, even though they're not our parents, they are, yeah, parents. So it's like, you feel comforted, mm-hmm, knowing that there are parents around, right, you in case you ever, like, needed anything. Yeah. Like, we had a neighbor. I don't know if we ever talked about it in a vlog, but the dresser we got, mm-hmm, Max mentioned, one of the many drives to Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Yep.
I guess we can get into, like, furnishing and decor because that has just been a whole other can of worms. But we got maybe the heaviest dresser known to
man. Of all time. Mankind.
Like, literally on Earth, on planet Earth. And so Max made friends he was friendly with, neighborly with, one, mm-hmm, of our neighbors. He was like, hey, man, mind, like, giving us a, yeah, hand? And so, yeah, it's been, like, really nice in that instance. Because, like, it literally would be, like, in the garage. Mm-hmm. Like, it wouldn't have gotten out of the car.
Right.
It would have never ended up.
He also offered before we had it, if we needed help moving in.
Oh, so that's why you weren't just like, hey, man.
Right, yeah. So I graciously took him up on his offer, but I don't think he was expecting what we brought.
He's like pretty strong. He was like, oh, yeah, yeah, like, I can do it. And we were like, no, buddy, this thing is like over 200.
Yeah, he tried, like, he wanted to get like a feel for it, and he tried like moving it in the back of the car. He like couldn't do it. He's like, oh, you weren't kidding. This is heavy.
We're like, he's like, okay. I'm gonna need some backup.
Yeah,
mind you, this car, it isn't just any car.
No, it wasn't our car.
If you weren't following along in the vlogs, we had to rent a Tahoe from, mm-hmm, Enterprise to pick up this dresser because it is so massive. We are never dealing with that thing ever again. We are getting movers,
right,
that will professionally move, mm-hmm, it and know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember at one point moving and I thought you were going to like it was going to like crush your fingers. I feel like how we were kind of adjusting it. Like, I hope you just turn into the Hulk for a second and, mm-hmm, can like move this thing on your own. Thank goodness you're strong. I don't, mm-hmm, know. I actually don't know what we would have done with so much of the stuff in here if it was just like me or like me and someone that wasn't as strong as you. Like, I'm like lucky in that sense. Because it's not like college. Like, we had our parents helping us like move in and everything. Mm-hmm. It was like literally you and me.
Yeah.
And you know what? Neighbors, like newer neighbors that I'm meeting too now, guys, that's reminding me. I'm offering to them. I'm like, oh, if you need any help, I mean, I'm probably not the much of a assistance. But like, Max will help. No.
And I'm like, I am?
I'm like, Max, you're going to go help them like move this. No, but they're like, wait, so if you just moved here from Boston, like, you don't know anyone? I'm like, nope. And they're like, wait, so when you guys moved it, literally the dude, like, you didn't have any help? And I'm like, no, not really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's funny. We talked about our power issues.
Mm-hmm.
We are literally sitting in the dark.
It feels like we don't have power right now.
And no, yeah, it feels like you're
just
in
our living room,
a snowstorm or like a thunderstorm and the power goes out. But it's like we can easily just go flip the switch and it comes out. But then why is it going out in the first place? I don't know. Next topic, bugs. More bugs here.
Yeah.
I think someone told me though, in my mind I would be like generalized, like, oh, it's probably a Pennsylvania thing, like more bugs. No, someone's like, it's because you're in new construction. Think about it. Like, however many months ago, this was like nature. Mm. Like, this was the bug's home and we took their home. So like, this is their home with us now.
Good point.
So maybe I just need to be more welcoming because they were here first, right?
Yeah. Sure. That's allowed.
Bugs everywhere.
I actually have noticed that it's gotten a little bit better, I think.
You think because it's getting cooler?
Maybe a little chillier out, yeah.
I think I agree with that.
Yeah. Now it's like your normal like bug level. Like if you live like kind of near like trees and woods-ish.
I think I'm just used to literally no bugs ever at all. Because in my last Boston apartment, I don't think we ever had a bug. And I guess because when in Boston, I was always in like these high rise, whatever. Right. Like I'm so far away from ground level where the bugs are, I guess. And like in hallways,
and it's not
like how do they get there?
Woodland in Boston.
Yeah, like, no. Yeah, there's like trees around and stuff. Yeah. I guess you're right. But I think that's just what I was one of the biggest changes I noticed right away. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's like literally bugs everywhere all the time.
Yeah, there were
and
a
it's
lot
new
when
bugs.
We first moved in.
New ones that I've never experienced
that
before.
Spotted one.
people keep telling me, I don't know, they're called like spotted flies, or I don't know why the name lantern is in there. I might be making that up, like a spotted lantern. I might be making that up. But people are like, oh, gee, like, watch out. Yeah. Just wait till you keep see some of those, like, those spotted flies everywhere. They're like everywhere. That's got to be a Pennsylvania thing. I've never seen those in my life. Or just an our area thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So it's a little buggy, but we're getting used to it. It's definitely our, like, front door where, like, the lights are, you know, because they love the lights, or, like, back door where the lights are, stuff like that. But I agree with you that since it's getting cooler, it's, like, getting better. And, okay, literally 45 minutes into this podcast, this is what I thought we were going to, like, talk about the whole time. But I want to talk about the two of us living together, like, alone for the first time.
Oh.
Because if you guys didn't know, we definitely have lived together before, just not lived together on our own. Like, we lived together with my best friend Taylor, who is my roommate in Boston, because that's, like, a long story, but it's just, like, how it worked out. Max ended up just being there with us for, like, a period of time before he was going to play
hockey. Basically just for the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the Oh, and then you were supposed to come back, but then coronavirus and then...
Oh, yeah.
We didn't end up living there again, so you're right. Right. It just was for last summer before you left for hockey. And then I literally moved into your childhood home for, like, what, 4 months, which was unexpected. Mm-hmm. But that was just, like, seemingly the peak of, you know, the pandemic. Yeah. And we just did not feel comfortable, like, leaving at all. So we stayed there for, I overstayed my welcome.
A good period of time. I think I did too.
Like, that feels like my childhood home now too. Cause we, so basically, as you can see, we have lived together a lot in the past, but with Taylor, with his family back at home with my mom and my sister, like that. So now it's like, wait, it's literally just us, but it's nice.
Yeah.
It's good. It like, it's good. So fun when we're with each other's families. Like, don't get me wrong, because everyone knows I would love to have, like, 50 people living here. Like, that would be so much fun. Okay, maybe not 50. Well, like 8.
Maybe.
Because I love being around so much people all the time. Like, holidays, like Thanksgiving or Christmas, when you're around, like, everyone. Like, that's just so much fun. Like, I love big families. But it is, like, peaceful and simple and chill and stuff. And now it's like, when there's dishes in the sink, you know it's me, because there's not anyone else.
And it's usually not me.
No, so. It's never you.
Yeah.
So, it's there's no one else to blame.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I was literally talking about that. I was talking about it in my Q&A the other day. I was like, Max is just so who he is. Like, I always say how when we first started dating, he would, like, literally fold his dirty clothes, and I would be like, who is this man? And I was just like, if he has a dirty dish, like, it doesn't even touch the bottom of the sink. Like, it gets rinsed and it goes in the dishwasher.
Right.
And it's so simple that way.
Yeah.
And you would think my brain could work like that.
Like, why would you just leave it in the sink?
No, I really don't anymore.
No, you've gotten a lot better.
Like, on occasion, you'll be like, wait, that was funny the other day what you said. Tell me what you said.
I was just curious about Gretchen had any direction apps on her phone, such as Waze or Google Maps, and if she needed to plug in where the dishwasher was on there, so she knows where to bring her dish.
I was like, oh, did I leave it? Right as you said it, he was like, Gretchen, do you have, like, Waze or Google Maps on your phone? I'm like, why are you being so weird right now? Like, you know I do.
Like, I know you do.
I use Waze every single day. I'm like, why are you asking me that? And then he starts giggling, and I'm like, oh, he's about to, like, make a joke. Because I would always say that to my sister. I would be like, Lucy, it looks like your bowl got lost on the way to the dishwasher.
Yeah.
I started saying that. But now I'm literally, like, way better at it. Yeah. I was saying in my Q&A how you, like, pushed me or, like, encouraged me even if you don't say it. Because just you being you encourages me to be that way too.
And I know you'll do it, but it may take you a little longer. Like,
sounds like my parents growing up. Like, we don't want you to do it in 2 hours eventually. Right. We want you to do it now because it's sitting there. Just do it.
Exactly. Like, I know you'll do it, but, like, trying to get you to do it a little quicker.
Sooner than later.
Yeah.
And now Max knows, you guys. I just be like, not to blame this on my mother and my sister, but, like, I feel like half the way you are is because of your family and the way you're raised, and I don't know. And now I'm like, okay, do you see literally where I came from and, like, the tree that I fell from? Because me, my mom, and my sister are the same. Like, every little task seems so daunting. And I was talking with my mom the other day, and she was like, Gretchen, what you told me has already, like, changed so much. Like, I was telling her how when there's something to be done, Max just like does it and it's over. He's like, well, if you just do it right away, it's over and you like move on and can like go on with your day, do something else. And I was telling my mom that, and she was like, wow, I like never thought of it that way. And she was like, Gretchen, that literally has changed so much. Now I'm like, wait, if I just do it, then it's done. Like,
then you don't have to spend all the time stressing about
it. Yeah, like me, my mom, and my sister will just be like, oh my gosh, like the sink is full of dishes. There are so many dirty dishes. We don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Oh my gosh, it's like dirty and gross and like my nails. And like we could actually like cry about it for like 30 mm-hmm. minutes, but then like it could have just been done if we just did it already. Do you guys do that?
I don't know if I said this before, but I like kind of like washing dishes.
Oh.
And I okay. and I like when the water is like boiling hot. Like it like feels good in my hands, like, and it's just kind of, I don't know, you just kind of do your thing and
it's like fun.
It like feels good, the water feels good in your hands, warms you right up.
Yeah. Wait, I feel like I had friends like that in like high school because it was warm and like smelled like, good.
I don't like doing the pans that we like cook on, like put in the oven with all our
salmon, like the salmon like leftover.
The hard cleaning. I don't like that. those we soak.
We're like, oh, we'll just let this soak. We can deal with it later.
That's our excuse.
Now, if I ever leave a bowl in there, I'm like, Max, stop. It was soaking. He's like, yeah, I'm sure your cereal bowl needs to soak. Yeah. That reminds me how you like your shower literally boiling.
Right.
And I hate it like that, and I hate that you like it like that because I can mm-hmm. literally see your fair skin just like, it's probably so like red. Off. You look like a lobster, and I'm like, why shower so good. Like that?
Even the shower here, it doesn't even get hot enough for me. It's all the way up, and I could go hotter.
Yeah, I almost feel like I shower with it all the way hot here, which is saying a lot because I like mm-hmm. my showers like lukewarm.
Not lukewarm.
Like I close could shower with it like literally like
yeah.
Nor I don't even know. Sometimes I shower cold. If I'm like really hot after a workout and I'm showering right away, I'll shower with it cold because I'm like hot.
I do that too though.
That reminds me, you should do what Taylor did at our last apartment.
Hot, cold.
I think she like complained to our building and she was just like, the shower is not hot enough for me. Or when I wash my face at night, like the water in my sink doesn't get hot. Like I want like warm water and they can adjust it like on their end. Or I think someone came to our apartment and they adjusted
maybe
it.
Maybe I'll check the water.
And suddenly it was like burning hot. Like everything was so hot. So they can adjust. I shouldn't have told
maybe
you
I'll
that.
Maybe I'll check.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll tinker.
Oh, I don't know if you should check. I think a maintenance.
No, I think I can handle it.
I'm just like taking apart our shower. But yeah, so I'm definitely like the more messy one. I also like all these things I hate to admit because I feel like who I am deep down is like messy, like woo. But like I want to be so clean and organized. Like I strive, like I push myself to be like that. But it's like everything in me deep down is like fighting that, just wanting to like mm-hmm. watch TV and like cuddle with Brody or like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Or like be messy and like be creative and like do all my things and like leave a pile of clothes and just like to hell with it.
Like,
you know?
It comes down to you got too much stuff.
I have too much stuff.
So stuff piles up rather quickly with you.
Yeah, you're right. I honestly think about that all the time. Like I was thinking about like what outfits I wanted to wear and why
not. And I'm like, what is
it's just so simple
what is
with
this
you?
Big pile of clothes doing on the dining room chair.
You're it was
like,
there
oh,
for
these
like a
are
week.
My these are my new clothes that I'm planning on wearing soon. And I'm like, you have a closet for that, but your closet's already full.
Yes.
So.
Yes. So I'm ordering a clothing rack.
Yeah, right.
Problem solved. Yeah. Oh, it's just like a whole, it's like a whole thing.
You just
so
have too much stuff.
That reminds me how, like, this pains me to say this because I want to be like 10 p.m. bedtime. Like, I get up at 6 every day. Mm-hmm. Woo! Like, on my grind, like, my best life. And, like, if I force myself to be that way, like, I can. Like, you can build a habit. Like, mm-hmm. you can do what you want to do. It's just like the discipline. Like you're so disciplined and I love that about you. And I try to be like
that. I will say we have been going to bed a lot later than we would like.
Yes. Every day in my journal I write, I wish that we went to bed earlier. Yeah. So you would think that this would be like, but every day.
I know.
I wish I went to bed earlier. Every day.
Just, it gets away from
but
us
But when
at
you
night.
Start watching Prestige.
I know.
You can't stop. Mm-hmm. And then it's 2 a.m. and you're like, ah, I gotta get up early. So what I was thinking is I would say in general, I stay up later than you and I don't like that. Like I wish I was like asleep first and you like came in mm-hmm. after you were like gaming and we're like, good night. And I'm like, good night. I'm like already in my early sleep grind. But that now you
it's
are asleep
never
first.
Like that. Yeah.
And my night routine takes so long. And I hate it. Mm-hmm. I tried. I think I went to bed like at 10 once in the past month here.
Yeah.
When I was like really tired. Mm-hmm. But that's what I want to be like every day. Yeah. I'm speaking this into existence, yeah. You guys. It will happen. I'm just like, I always have excuses. I'm like, oh, I'm like adjusting. We're still like unpacking. No, we're not freaking unpacking. It's like October, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's like different in us. I feel like living together that I just know me. I could stay up all night long. Like I could. I won't feel good. I will feel like crap the next day. But I can make, if I'm watching something, if I'm on my phone, if I'm on my computer, like I could keep myself up till 5 a.m. Like mm-hmm. I could. So it's just easy for me to not put, like I mm-hmm. wish I just remember like freshman year of college, obviously, when I was rowing. Like the second my head would hit the pillow, I'd be out. Like I would be so exhausted at night because I was just mm-hmm. like so busy. Like I wish it was like that. Maybe I just need to work out more so that I'm so tired it like forces me to go to bed. I don't know. So that's different. And something else about just the two of us living together. We're saying this. Not that we're like fighting more, nothing like that, or like disagreeing more. Just I just feel like any disagreements or annoyances almost like happen more because we spend more time together. The things about me that might bother you just bother you more frequently. Because it's happening more.
Maybe.
Yeah. Or things that you do that bother me, it just, I'm sure you know what I'm saying, happen more around me. And maybe I'm like, wow. Ah. So, yeah, like that's different. Like,
give me an example.
So, this is going to sound bad and I don't mean it in this way, but I almost like enjoy our time apart now even more because I know that we live together and that we're going to be together later and be, like live together forever. So then it like makes me excited for when I get to see you. Like I get so excited when you get home, like that kind of feeling, like anticipation of being together. So that's kind of like fun. Yeah. Whereas before, I feel like before you lived together, whenever we were apart, I would just be like, I just want to be with Max. Why don't I just like hang out or whatever? Not like I'm not independent, but you know what I mean? You're just thinking about the next time you get to see them. But now I'm like, oh my God, yeah, go to the gym or I'm going to go do my thing because I get too excited to see you later.
I know. I forget who I was saying this to. It was someone over on who I was playing video games with where it was like, when someone, like, if you're, like, away and someone, your girlfriend or boyfriend, like, comes to visit, like, you have to, like, clear out, like, your whole schedule for that week because they're only coming for that week.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to spend, like,
I was telling you this.
Were you telling me this?
When I would come visit you.
No, I know that. I know, but I feel like I was relaying this to someone else. And then now that we, like, are living together... we have more time for like the things that we both like to do like on our own.
Yeah.
You know?
I so agree with that. Like you're both in your own routine doing like living your best lives on your own, doing the things that like you like your interests. Like we don't have to forego whatever our interests may be to like go visit each other when we were long distance ish. I say that with an asterisk because you guys know I visited like probably every week.
Yeah.
But like those times that I would visit or if you ever got to visit me, it was like, okay, everything in each other's lives that are going on back where each other lived, you had to like forego and leave behind and be like, okay, I'm visiting them. This is my time with them. I don't get to like see my friends or go to my workout class or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever it is. So I so agree with that.
Yeah.
It's just better this way.
It is.
But I think there's also like downsides that come with that living together. I think it's that much harder to put in like quality time with each other. And I was kind of saying this in my Q&A, like I almost feel more independent because although we're around each other a lot, I'm like, he's literally in the other room right now with Brody. I could tell you that like we're very close in proximity, but I'm like in here working. And so it can like be tough because we can both be like busy doing our own thing during the day. But since you're around each other, I'm like, oh, I just want to like throw away the rest of the day and like cuddle up on the couch and like watch Netflix or whatever. So that can be tough. And just making sure that when you are with each other, you're like putting down your phone and being present with one another, because it's so easy since you're around each other all the time to just be comfortable in what you're always doing kind of thing. Like that's why I feel like it can be tough.
Right.
Like I miss the times. Not that I miss being long distance, because it was like so hard when you just want to see each other like every day. But it was so fun whenever I got to visit you. Like the first, like probably the longest we've gone without seeing each other was like that month or a little over a month. And I was like so excited to see you again, you know?
Yeah.
That was so fun.
That was.
We can like not see each other for like a day and like pretend that it was like a month.
We can recreate it.
Like that was so much fun, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I feel like you were so present with each other because you have so much to like catch up on or whatever. So that changes when you live together.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
We have to like be, I don't know the quality. Word, purposeful.
Right.
On. Like I'm the first to admit I could be better at like shutting down. I try to always like turn my phone over and like put it away when I'm eating with you or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I could be better.
Yeah. Me too.
You could be better at not scrolling through TikTok. So yeah, I guess not more disagreements, just around each other more so that the disagreeable aspect occur more frequently.
Yeah.
That's how I would phrase it. Okay, this is getting like so long. I feel like we have so much more we could talk about. Oh, like Brody just
why don't we wrap it up with a Brody update?
Well, I was gonna say that, but then okay, I think we're gonna do that, but then we have to do one other thing, like star bonus at the end, because it's just like funny to tell them about. So Brody update. I can't believe we're an hour in, and you guys, this is the first you're hearing of our golden retriever puppy, because he's like our whole world.
Yeah.
Our whole life. Is he really asleep?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Asleep. Guys, I wish you could see his face right now. Yeah. And his little ear.
On his back.
Oh, that's his favorite. Uh-huh. He sleeps on his back, you guys, like sprawled out with his paws like kind of up in the air like bent. I wish you could see my hands right
what's
now.
What's that called? The... spread eagle.
Spread eagle. He literally is just spread out like a pancake. Oh, I don't even know what it is. He is just so precious and so perfect.
He's the best.
And really growing up.
He is. Should we tell them about what's next week?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say it last night.
Talk about growing up.
Okay, really growing up. I'm going to cry next Thursday because he is having his first, I don't even know what you could call it, like puppy obedience sort of class.
But not even puppy obedience.
Wait, he's doing adults.
He joined the adult class because they start it at right around 6 months, and he's going to be a little under that, but they let it slide because he's already so well-behaved and big. Because they were like, we're not going to put this big boy
like 45 pound golden retriever
puppy class with all these little snippy little ratty things. Sorry.
No, would freaking dominate all the there would be like little puppies and he would be like crushing them.
Get out of my face.
He would be so big. So wait, he's in the adult one. And he honestly, like, kudos to us, he's so well behaved. But I was saying in my Q&A too,
he really is.
He's really well behaved, and I think a lot of it, I'm like, guys, he freaking trained himself because
he does have some work so good. To do.
Yeah, with certain things, like all dogs do. Right. But he's like generally so good, and I was just thinking about how when he was like 8 weeks old, 9 weeks old, 10 weeks old, whatever, it was sort of like a constant thing. But we knew that, and we fully carved out the time for it, so it wasn't bad. But it was like someone always literally had to be watching him every like 10 seconds because we were working on the potty training. He had to go out so much, things like that. And now he can kind of like hang out by himself. Or when I was doing my workout today, right? Yes, he was like pulling on my hair sometimes, but a lot of the times I pulled up his bed next to me and he was chewing on his bunny and like life is good. I love that he can entertain himself. He is so potty trained. He hasn't had, ever since we moved here, I think it was ever since, I think 3 months, he just no accidents, which was like so impressive. Like it only took us four weeks with him. And he's the best. I can't believe he's going to school. But it's for the best. Because, like, he's really good with, you know, like, the basic things. But obviously, the more advanced things, like, around other dogs.
Like, specific things.
Yeah, when he's, like, around other dogs. Or, like, drop it. We know he's really good with certain things. Like, toys, he'll drop it. But I think if it's something new or, like, or, like, a rock outside that's, like, something new or something bad, like a sock.
Or he knows, like, he's not, like, going to get it back.
Like a sock.
Like a sock or like rocks or like something like that. Then where he knows I'm going to pick up and throw.
I didn't think of it like that, Max. But the toy, he knows we'll give it back
like
to
I'm going
to
throw it and he's going to come bring it back. and do it. That's another thing. He's great at fetch. He is a true retriever, people.
He's retrieving.
Yes, so.
Like, life would be so different if he wasn't with us here. I am so grateful for him. He came at the perfect time.
We can talk about last night and previous nights leading up to it.
Okay.
So, our nightly routine with Brody is, I feel like we, like, don't even take him out at night, like, before. Like, we haven't done that, like... Like, that last, like, oh, let's take him out right before bed kind of thing.
He, like, hasn't needed it in a while. He's so good at holding it now that he's, like, older.
Do it when he tells us to, like, with the bell, now. So.
Oh, yeah, because he's bell trained. But, like, now, see, it's getting later. He hasn't gone in a while. So, like, maybe we would take him out before we go to bed tonight because it's been maybe a couple hours. You feel like we haven't?
No.
Maybe I just assume that you are.
No. If he doesn't hit it, well, you just go right into bed. Yeah,
because he's so, like, he's asleep right now. So it's like, why would we disrupt that? But the bell training, you guys, we were so persistent on ever since he was like 8 weeks old. It's been so helpful because, and I, oh my gosh, he just made a little sleepy noise. I feel like that's why the potty training happened so quickly too, because we know when he has to go, he will tell us. Like, he will run over the door. Even when it was kind of iffy with the bells, he would just sit by the door and bark or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, that's a pretty good indication. But now he'll always hit the bells, like, viciously. Not just like a bell will be like,
it's like he's going to explode.
And then he'll go pee a teaspoon. We always say, why? You literally act like you're going to have an emergency and then you pee a teaspoon.
So back to what I was saying about our nightly routine. So when it comes time to shut it down, we all go into the bedroom and he'll put his little two paws on the bed because he can jump up if he gets a running start.
He's lazy.
But
he just wants us to help him.
He likes getting a boost. So we give him a boost up in the bed and then we go brush our teeth, do our thing. We come back into bed and we kind of both get in bed and settle down for the night and kind of, like, not rewind, what is it?
Unwind. Pet him.
Yeah.
And soothe him.
Flip off the lights and literally no longer than 5 minutes.
No, like 5 seconds after you turn off the light.
He kind of scooches up, jumps off the bed, and walks right into his little crate. And I couldn't believe it the first time he did it. Now he's kind of been doing it like
every night.
Every night. Except
last night. So, you guys, I'm not over that too because he never did that. And I think one night we were just like, probably a couple weeks ago, we were just like all in bed. And we turn off the lights and he just stands up pretty quickly, hops off the bed, walks into his crate. And Max and I look at each other. We're like, oh, good night.
Did he just do that?
Good evening. It's like he knows that he sleeps in there every night. So he just like started putting himself to sleep, which he had a phase of doing that when he was really young. Yeah. Probably like 10 weeks or 11 weeks or whatever. But then he kind of like stopped doing it. So now he does that. And Max is like, oh, okay. And just like closes the door quick, whatever. And then last night, we always say how we want him to like obviously sleep in the bed, but I feel like there's so many pros and cons for both. I was honestly reading about it online because a lot of people say that it helps with like anxiety and you just like bond with them more and feel closer to them. But then like the other side of the coin is that it could develop like have them develop more behavior issues because they think they're like on the same level as you, like sleeping up in the bed with you, whatever. So I thought maybe last night we would try it because we turned off the lights, but he was so tired. He was literally out like a rock. Like he wasn't going into his crate like he normally does. And so we tried it for a little and it felt like I slept like a lifetime.
You were like asleep.
Oh. But it felt so long because I felt like I was sleeping with one eye open with him in our
bed. That's what I was going to say.
It felt so, and it was literally maybe 2 hours that he was in the bed like at night when we were trying to have him like sleep in the bed with us, because I don't know, it felt like he took up so much room next to me. I didn't want to get too close, like I didn't want to get in his way, or I didn't want to like, God forbid, roll over on his arm or leg or paw.
That's what I felt like. I kept waking up like every like 5 minutes to make sure that like I didn't kick him off or
like nervous. I know, how do people sleep with dogs in their bed? I would be so nervous that I would hit them and they'd fall off, or maybe if they're big enough you're like, oh, they're fine. I don't know. So that was kind of stressful. And then we were just like, okay, buddy, get in your bed at like 2 a.m. or whatever. And he did. And it's better that way. So yeah, we like tried for a sec. Maybe in the future.
He was, and then in the morning.
Yeah, when did you bring him back in?
Like at 5.
Early?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
He basically did.
In the morning, he'll moan or give me a little bark, and I usually get up to go to the bathroom. I never wake up. And so then I let him out and put him back up in the bed with us.
Like, now I wake up every day, and I have, like, a big fluffy face next to mine. I'm like, good morning.
And back to the potty training thing, it's when he wakes up in the morning, it's not like he has to, like, run to the door to go to the bathroom. He'll, like, fully get in bed and sleep another
two, three hours.
Yeah, whatever.
It's so nice now. Because when... Oh, guys, when he was 8 weeks old, we had, like, the alarm every 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever in the night, and we would get up and we'd take him out. Like, you really have to be consistent and just on it because they just are tiny and have little bladders and all that. But honestly, that's such a blessing of him being older now that you're so right. Like, it's not like he wakes up and we're like, oh, my God, we got to take him out right away. He's going to, like, have an accident inside. He just, like, hops in bed and, like, sleeps for two more hours, and it's so nice. Oh my gosh, I want to cuddle with him right now.
I know, we got to wrap this up.
Okay, last thing. I know, guys, like, this is urgent. We have to cuddle with him. He looks so cute. So, last thing I wanted to say about living together, which has been really funny. I don't know if I talked about this on a vlog or something, but I think Max and I have both experienced it. And it's never really happened before. I think just now because it's, like, our place together. So, what I mean by all of this is, like... I think it first happened to me when I think Max filed like a maintenance something, like maintenance request or whatever. And so I just get a call from my phone with like the zip code here. Or no, not the zip, area code. What is it called?
Area code.
And, but I didn't even have the number and I answered and I figured it was like our building or whatever. And they were like, hi, Mrs. Wellman. And I go, oh, Mrs. Who? And so they, like, people just assume, obviously, I think if you live together, they, like, say that, which I don't know why people would assume. I guess I would see that, like, assumption. But, like, in this day and age, so many people that live together are not married. Or, like, we could be friends. Like, I don't know. I guess I don't know if, yeah, like, we could be friends. Yeah. Whatever. So I was like, Mrs. Who? And then I think that's happened...
Happened the other way around too to me at the vet. The vet was like, "Oh, Mr. Garrity," and I was like, He goes, "Oh, did I just do that? That's twice today."
Like they can tell when we like act weird. We're like, "That's," and I think it's whenever. Like, obviously, like, if Max called, like, a maintenance person, it would be under his name. So then if it's, like, a woman answering, they're like, oh, is that Mrs. Wellman? Like, whatever. And so at the vet, it was in my name. And they're like, oh, Mr. Garrity. Because they hear, like, the male voice. And literally today, you guys, someone that works, like, at our building, I was talking to you and I was, like, with Brody and whatever. And I think he had met Brody before, like, with Max. And he referred to my husband twice. He was like, oh yeah, when your husband, he said my husband twice. And I was just like I feel like I'm always just kind of like shocked for like, I'm like, and I didn't even correct him because I didn't want to like be rude and be like, I didn't want to be like, no, it's just like my boyfriend. Like, I don't know, today I felt weird. I feel like in the past I've been like, what? But yeah, that's just like funny that happens now or whatever.
Yeah, I agree.
Has that happened other times to you?
I don't think so.
Or just that one call when I was in the car.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was just like, so any future plans with your girlfriend? Yeah. And you're like, oh, she's right next to me. Yeah. So, yeah, that's funny. But, wow, guys, this got so long and chatty. I didn't even realize. Well, I guess I realized that I could talk that long. Max probably consecutively, like, all together had, like, 5 minutes in this episode.
No.
I guess it's how you like it.
Yeah. You guys don't even want to hear from me anyway, so.
No, they do. And I'm not even making this up, you guys. People were like, we need, like, an update with Max. And I'm like, oh, if you want it, like, twist my arm. I love doing things. Because this is so fun. This is, like, Max and I spending quality time together. Right. But in a podcast. This is so fun. This is kind of how our relationship works, I guess, with me talking most of the time.
That's okay.
So it would be not natural to, like, force words out of you the whole time, right?
Exactly. You guys are getting the real deal right here.
Sorry, I'm so chatty, everyone. But I hope you enjoyed. This is kind of like life update, what life has been like here.
Sure.
Been good. I'm sure even our routines and like life will change as we live here. Hopefully, if things start to get more normal, I'll get to explore more. It's not like we've been able to really like explore our new city that much. Like not much is open, or even if it is, like, we're just being safe. I don't know. So yeah. I think that's all we have for you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you in my next episode. And maybe we'll have our special guest.
One more time.
In the future, like down the line.
Yeah.
Because I know he's like,
forget about me and are dying for me to return. So.
And you guys hate him. He's like so horrible and awful to have around. So. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. And I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.